This is the Adam Gold Show.
And now, your halftime entertainment.
All right, over the weekend, I saw a report from Jason Lockenfora of CBSSports.com that Panthers head coach Matt Rhule would be interested in the Michigan job if Jim Harbaugh takes the Raiders job.
Yeah.
To which I say, go get him, Matt.
I don't... Honestly?
Like, why are these things continuing to get floated at this point?
Part of me hopes it happens.
Like, it sounds like Matt doesn't want to be here anymore.
Will that make Ben McAdoo the head coach? Oh, it's not like being president and vice president. You don't automatically get elevated that way. David Tepper would have to agree to that.
I mean, I'm honestly curious. Like, all these things just keep getting floated out there. For what reason? Does someone have extra intel? Is Matt floating them? Is his agent floating them? At this point, like, it kind of feels like Matt would rather take one of the other coaching jobs, the other college jobs that has been open, but hasn't necessarily worked out, and he's still here, and publicly he says he wants to see through the Panthers job until he's not the head coach anymore. But I thought we were kind of past this part of the Matt Rhule offseason.
Apparently not. I am curious. Let's just say Jim Harbaugh takes the Raiders job. I think Harbaugh is going to stay at Michigan personally. I've been wrong about this before, but I think Harbaugh will stay at Michigan. But if he does take the Raiders job, if they come after Matt Rhule, why did they go through this entire process? I guess they had no choice. They had to hire an offensive coordinator, right? And you had to move quickly to get Ben McAdoo.
Right, very quickly. I mean, because if you weren't going to sign him, then he was just going to get scooped up.
I'm here for the drama.
I'm here for Matt Rhule going to Michigan. Bring me Brian Flores or Mike Zimmer immediately. One of those two guys I'd be good with. Brian Flores preferably.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think Eric Bieniemy or
Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love either of those guys, but I don't think either of them would be interested in the Panthers. I mean, there's so many jobs available.
Yeah.
Like, if you could get the Raiders job. Right? I mean, it seems like, I don't know how incredibly talented they are, but there's some talent there, right? Plus, you already have a quarterback in place in Derek Carr, although I don't know what the future is of Carr for the Raiders. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I wanted to bring this up with you because you like golf, and
I
golf too.
I love golf.
And I don't know if you get, like, the emails from Golf Digest like I do.
Right.
So I read it fairly regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a headline, Tyrrell Hatton goes full Tyrrell Hatton, said he'd love for a bomb to drop on the 18th hole at Yas Links.
I'm not familiar with that golf course, so I can't tell you if it's a goofy hole or not.
All right, so Tyrrell Hatton is actually the defending champion at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship.
Right.
Which is the new home for this DP World Tour event.
Okay.
Yas.
Oh, it's a new YAZ Links?
YAS.
YAS Links.
YAS.
All right.
But Tyrrell Hatton is never shy about saying
great.
What is on his mind.
True.
Right? And he does not like the 18th hole, which is a 646-yard par 5.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
646-yard par 5. Yeah.
On Saturday, he finished the third round on the hole with a quadruple bogey, a 9.
Okay.
After the final round, he was asked about it, and he said, quote, "It must be one of the worst par 5s that I've ever seen in my life, and over the last 2 days, I've clearly played it as well as it was designed. What's wrong with it? Well, where do you start? It shouldn't have a bunker in the middle of the fairway. It shouldn't be over 600 yards from a forward tee. If you hit a good drive as a pro, you should have at least a chance to go for the green in 2. Otherwise, the hole becomes a par 3, and that's if you play it well." He said, "I would love for a bomb to drop on it and blow it up to oblivion, to be honest. It's just such a terrible finishing hole. The fact they moved the tee back today is ridiculous. I hit a really good tee shot and still got 290 to the front."
Right.
All right.
Wait, 646 yards, and he had 290 to the front?
Well, I think they were playing the front tee, and the front tee, it was still over 600 yards.
Okay.
So I don't think it was the full 646.
All right. I just watched a video of the hole.
I have to say, I have not seen the hole.
I just watched a video of
I don't know.
An aerial shot of the hole.
And I understand gripes about stupid holes, uh-huh. especially where you don't have a chance on par fives to go for it in two.
I think that's
legit complaint.
If a par five does not give you an opportunity with a great drive, then it's a bad hole. I agree.
Yeah. You know, there's one hole out there at the back of road, I think, is a bad par five. The 12th or 13th hole. It's always like there's always the pictures of it.
Right.
But it's like an S, and then the green goes way up high.
Oh, yeah. Nine. Is it nine?
I think it's 12 or something.
Where the green is all the way up on the
ninth hole is like that, but that's a par four.
It's a par four, right.
On the back nine, there's a par five, and it's like an S curve hole.
Right.
And the green is super elevated. So even if you were going for it in two, which is extremely difficult to do just based on the shape of the hole.
Right.
You'd have to hit it. You'd have to basically hit like the height of a pitching wedge to get it to stay on the green. And get it up there. I don't love it.
What Hatton said about the fairway, the bunker in the middle of the fairway, cover that up. Fill it with dirt, put grass on it. They should do that.
All right, so I think part of his gripe is right, but let me ask you about this.
Sure.
I hit a really good tee shot and still got 290 front.
Right.
I don't feel bad about that.
No, I don't either.
Like, I just witnessed Hideki Matsuyama hit a 276-yard three-wood.
Right.
Into a par five to win the Sony Open last week. 290 for a pro seems like what everything else is for us. Like, I don't think that should be a gripe for them. Like, the golf course shouldn't be set up for it to be easy for you.
Yeah. I think the biggest argument is the fairway, the bunker in the middle of the fairway, because that is, I think, gratuitous, having seen the hole. It's also a forced carry if you want to reach the green because it kind of juts out. There's a lake, probably man-made, but there's a lake that runs all the way down the left side and the hole kind of curls around it. So, yeah, it's – Terrell Hatton's complaining, but I don't know that his complaint is really valid other than the fairway bunker.
Like 290 front for a pro this day and age seems – relatively similar to what par fives used to be, I guess, or should be.
Bryson DeChambeau's hitting a 6-iron.
Like, it shouldn't, yeah. Like, they shouldn't be hitting 6-irons into par fives.
Agreed. 100% agree.
Sorry, I don't feel any sympathy. All right, it's National Compliment Day. Do you have a compliment to give?
Yes. You do a great job. You, sir, do an amazing job on this program.
Sure.
That's why we win awards.
Thank you. I like your hair.
Yeah, although it's a little long right now.
Is it?
But yes, it's a little bit long right now. I could use to be braided.
You know who to go to.
Yes.
You're listening to the Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.